This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Yesterday afternoon, six people were killed in a shooting on the Molson Coors Brewing Company campus. The dead include the shooter, a 51-year-old Milwaukee man who died from a self-inflicted gunshot. The five victims were all employees of Molson Coors, but much of the investigation is still underway and there is no immediate motive for the attack by the shooter, who was also an active brewery employee. The WUWM news team was on the scene yesterday as events developed throughout the afternoon and evening, and to help us go over what happened is WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar. Angelina, thank you for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Audrey.
So can you describe to us what happened yesterday?
Yes. So there was a mass shooting at the Molson Coors campus yesterday. Six are confirmed dead, including the shooter who has died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And this happened early in the afternoon yesterday, around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yourself and Marty Michelson from the WWM newsroom were there. So when you got to this scene, what kind of things were developing or underway? What kind of presence did you see?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we got a notification around 2:30. We rushed over to the scene, which was the Molson Coors campus, and very quickly we learned that there was a wide police perimeter. We had to walk 5-6 blocks to get even anywhere relatively close, and the closest we were able to get was 35th and State Street. And it was very hectic. There was sirens, fire trucks, heavy police presence. I can get into that a little bit later in the conversation, but there was very much an all-hands-on-deck situation.
So what do we know so far about the victims and the shooter?
Yes. Well, the Milwaukee police have not released the name of the shooter, but what we do know is that it is a 51-year-old man who did work at Molson Coors. As for the victims, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales did give an update at a news conference late last night saying this.
The victims' identities will not be released to the public today. There's family coming in from out of town, and we want to respect their wishes to keep this private until all family members are able to be notified. There is a non-disclosure through the Milwaukee Medical Examiner's Office. We will hold that true for at least 24, maybe 48 hours before we release that information. And again, I ask you to respect their privacy and allow them to grieve.
That was Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales. Now, how are police describing what happened?
Yeah, as you could kind of tell from what the Milwaukee Police Chief said last night, police are being tight-lipped about this, not releasing a lot of details. But one thing I will say that was striking last night at the first full press conference that the media got at 7 p.m., this is almost 4 hours after the first, initial incident. He said that there were people who were still being evacuated from the campus.
Which is quite big and sprawling.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what he said, is that, there are 20-plus buildings on this, huge complex, and there's more than 1,000 employees that they have to account for. And so that was something that was very, very striking about what had transpired and how the police were reacting to the situation.
Now, with such a large company such as Miller, obviously people who have grown up here or moved here or know beer, know Miller.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And with so many employees, it's a community in itself down there. So has Molson Coors released any official statement about the shooting?
Oh, yes. They very early on released a statement. And then the CEO himself, that CEO, Gavin Hattersley, he did make comments in person, holding a press conference at around 9:30 p.m. last night at Molson Coors headquarters. And this is what he had to say.
We're a family here at Molson Coors in Milwaukee, and this is an unthinkable tragedy for us. I've had a chance to speak to some of the employees that were still here when I arrived this evening, and I'd like to thank them for their bravery. And it really is very important that we we keep them all close in the days and weeks that are coming. All across Milwaukee and Wisconsin, there are folk that are associated in some way with our employees at Molson Coors, and I'd ask you to stay close with them, and particularly the families of those who lost their lives today.
That was Molson Coors CEO Gavin Hattersley. And with, as we just talked about, such a sprawling campus and so many employees housed in this facility, were there safety protocols that employees used, such as evacuations or going under lockdown once it became known that there was an active shooter?
Yeah. Very quickly, employees did get notifications on their phones saying that there was an active shooter, that immediately to go into lockdown. And as the situation progressed and people were being evacuated from the complex, like, they left their phones, they left their keys, they left their coats behind. It was taken very, very seriously, and these protocols did happen. I mean, people were on lockdown for hours.
Now, what did the response that you saw from the other side of the barricades look like?
Yeah, wow. This was there was just a lot of heavy police presence, and I don't even want to say police, because there were presence from multiple agencies. There were FBI officials there. There was a K-9 unit. There were officials in tactical gear. There were police and a fire department reinforcement from, you know, neighboring municipalities. And again, you know, this really was just treated as a very urgent and very pressing matter. And I also think that it was, you know, very disruptive for the residents who live in that neighborhood.
And there are also some schools nearby, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And those also went into lockdown. You know, I also spoke to a resident, Bernard Ford. He's a grandparent. His grandchildren attend a local school in the neighborhood, and this is what he had to say.
When I came out, because see, my grandkids go to school up the street, and they come down the street from that way. So I came out to go see, you know, about my grandkids.
So as you mentioned, heavy police presence. You had to walk for blocks to even get close to the scene where press was allowed. How did this affect people in the area, either residents, workers, people trying to go on their daily commutes and not totally aware of what was happening?
Oh, absolutely. This, you know, created confusion, a shakeup in the neighborhood. Bus routes were being rerouted. I mean, you had massive fire trucks blocking off entire streets. I mean, 35th is, you know, a huge vein that runs through the city. And I caught up with one resident. Her name is Barbara Walker, and she was on her way to try to catch a bus somewhere because she had to go downtown to get her medication. And this is what she had to say.
My sister called me and told me that there was an incident at Miller. I had no idea because I wasn't watching the news channels. I was watching something else. So I looked out the window and I saw all these fire and police and traffic being rerouted. So I came outside because I have to go downtown to pick up medication. So I have to find my bus, and I have no idea where it is. So I'm walking up to 27th Street to see if I can get a bus.
So that's one perspective. What other kinds of reactions are you hearing from city officials or others in the community?
Yeah, I also want to just say that there has been an outpouring of grief and sadness. And you touched on this point, Audrey. I mean, you know, you're a longtime Milwaukee resident, the legacy that Molson Coors has in this city. I mean, it is like one of the last standing gigantic breweries in this city that has its legacy. And I mean, there's a 160-year-old brewery on that campus. You know, in during the holiday season, they decorate it with lights, and tourists come in and they do tours of the campus. And it is this cultural and historic touchstone for this city. And so I think that it really has created this emotional outpouring from this tragedy, because all across Wisconsin, people know someone or are connected in some way to this company. With that said, the very first press conference, which I attended around 7 o'clock in the evening last night, where Governor Tony Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was present, also local police chief Alfonso Morales. And, you know, as I said, they were tight on details, but what they did reveal was just the heartbreak of this and the frustration that here we are witnessing again another American tragedy. This is Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
We're here on the scene of another American tragedy, another senseless American tragedy, one that shouldn't have to happen. And unfortunately, it's in our backyard. And I hate to say that it's in our backyard once again. This is the 11th mass shooting in our state since 2004.
So that was Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. So is this event likely to prompt any additional calls for gun control legislation? The last attempt by Evers to bring a special gun control session to the state floor was dismissed by Republicans back in November of 2019.
Yeah, it's still too early to tell exactly what this will result in, if anything. In terms of actual legislative changes on Wisconsin's gun laws. But already you have elected officials making calls for gun reform. As Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes mentioned, this is the 11th mass shooting in the state of Wisconsin since 2004. And there have been made calls since then to have gun reform. One example I have that I got early this morning was from Congresswoman Gwen Moore, saying that now more than ever, she's going to fight for stronger gun laws and greater investments in violent prevention measures, such as de-escalation and conflict mitigation. It's especially pertinent now. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, and I know you and other people on the news team and everyone here at WWM will do our best to keep everyone updated and report on these stories as they develop. So, Angelina, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Audrey.